Welcome to the Interactive Church. The topic of the reading for this meeting is Destroy Hate with Love. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Version and the Message Version of the Bible and Science and Health with Key Descriptors by Barry Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save all them that persecute me. Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalms. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And also from Psalms in the Message. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. 1 Samuel. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. And it came to pass, as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, They have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. And Saul cast a javelin, for he said, I will smite David, even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with him, and was departed from Saul. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thy enemy unto thy hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the shirt of Saul's robe privily. And David said to Saul, Wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, Behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thy eyes have seen how that the Lord hath delivered thee today into my hand in the cave, and some bade me kill thee, but my eye spared thee. And I said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. And it came to pass, when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, that Saul said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. Isaiah. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Matthew. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Deuteronomy. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thy enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. And again from the Message, Luke. Here is a simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. If you only love the lovable, do you expect a pat on the back? Run-of-the-mill sinners do that. If you only help those who help you, do you expect a medal? Garden variety sinners do that. If you only give for what you hope to get out of it, do you think that's charity? The stingiest of the pawnbroker does that. I tell you, love your enemies. Help and give without expecting a return. You'll never, I promise, regret it. Live out this God-created identity, the way our Father's lives, the way our Father lives towards us. Generosity and graciously, even when we're at our worst. Our Father is kind. You be kind. 1 Peter. Summing up, be agreeable. Be sympathetic. Be loving. Be compassionate. Be humble. That goes for all of you. No exceptions. No retaliation. No sharp-tongued sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. I will now read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Christian Zionist, be a law to yourselves that mental malpractice cannot harm you either when asleep or when awake. You must control evil thoughts in the first instance, or they will control you in the second. Evil thoughts and aims reach no further and do no more harm than one's belief permits. Evil thoughts, lusts, and malicious purposes cannot go forth like wandering pollen from one human mind to another, finding unsuspected lodgment, if virtue and truth build a strong defense. Evil has no reality. It is neither person, place, nor thing, but is simply a belief, an illusion of material sense. We can have but one mind, and that one is infinite. We bury the sense of infinitude when we admit that, although God is infinite, evil has a place in this infinity. For evil can have no place where all space is filled with God. Peter would have smitten the enemies of his master, but Jesus forbade him, thus rebuking resentment or animal courage. He said, "Put up thy sword." Christian Science commands man to master the propensities to hold hatred in abeyance with kindness, to conquer lust with chastity, revenge with charity, and to overcome deceit with honesty. At all times and under all circumstances, overcome evil with good. Know thyself, and God will supply the wisdom and the occasion for victory over evil. Clad in the panoply of love, human hatred cannot reach you. Human hate has no legitimate mandate and no kingdom. Love is enthroned. That evil or matter has neither intelligence nor power is a doctrine of absolute Christian Science, and this is a great truth which strips all disguise from error. The history of our country, like all history, illustrates the might of mind and shows human power to be proportionate to its embodiment of right thinking. A few immortal sentences, breathing the omnipotence of divine justice, have been potent to break despotic fetters and abolish the whipping post and slave market. But oppression neither went down in blood, nor did the breath of freedom come from a cannon's mouth. Love is the liberator. Mankind must learn that evil is not power. Its so-called despotism is but a phase of nothingness. Christian Science despoils the kingdom of evil and preeminently promotes affection and virtue in families and therefore in the community. Love must triumph over hate. Unfathomable mind is expressed. The depth, breadth, height, might, majesty, and glory of infinite love fill all space. That is enough. This concludes the readings.